You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The Competition Commission has warned airlines not to take advantage of the suspension of Comair by raising their own prices. And this follows reports that a single plane ticket to Cape Town cost 5,000 Rand following the suspension of British Airways and Kulula flights at the weekend. We have got Kirby Gordon, the Chief Marketing Officer at FlySafe, for more on this story. Kirby, thanks so much for your time. Just how has the suspension of Comair's flights broadly affected your operations?
Evening, Fifi, and evening to the listeners. Thanks so much for the opportunity to chat with you again. Yeah, it's been an incredibly tumultuous time in domestic aviation in South Africa. Airports, as you can imagine, have been awash with customers that have been stranded and you know, desperate to try and get from A to B as they need to. I mean, the reality is that Comair, between the two brands, operates about 40% of the domestic seat capacity. So effectively, what happened on Saturday when the airlines were grounded was that 4 in every 10 passengers that were traveling anywhere were suddenly without any kind of carriage. And so as a result, we're effectively stranded and 4 in every 10 seats were removed from the market. So you can imagine that was a massive upset.
What did that mean for your pricing? Just having to come perhaps even to the market to try and plug the gap that was left by the suspending of Comair?
I mean, no, to be honest, it doesn't really mean a lot for our pricing at all. What it does mean is that we, you know, as airlines do across the world, we sell our first seats at the lowest, more expensive. So when we closed our doors and at the head office on Friday afternoon, we had set, you know, 5 seats at 2,000 Rand, 5 seats at 2,500, 5 seats at 3,000 Rand, whatever the case may be. And that's how they sold throughout the weekend. Those price points weren't ever changed. The allocations to those prices weren't ever changed. So you know, the reality is that that's what we actually achieved in the end. The only difference this time around, as opposed to, you know, any other random weekend within the week, was the fact that we did sell out because there was just a little capacity. So, you know, on Sunday, there wasn't a single FlySafe seat that left empty. They were all full. This has been, on Monday, there must have been one or two empty because it was 99.6%. Tuesday, again, 100% full.
So you're not the airline then that charged 5,000 Rand for a single flight to Cape Town, a one-way?
No, on our lowest, cheapest fare basis, I think our top price point is, stand to be corrected, somewhere between 3,600 and perhaps 3,800. It could have potentially, I guess, been a business class seat, but I don't think that would be under question.
Mm. Because, I mean, I have a friend who was due or is due to fly from PE to Johannesburg, and she her jaw dropped at the price in terms of it costing her around 4,000 Rand to do so. Can you just comment on that route or whether the prices have differed depending on route?
So prices will, I mean, we effectively trade a commodity. You know, there's a fairly low, when I wear my brand hat, of course, I tell you exactly how wonderful our brand is and how differentiated it is to everybody in terms of our on-time performance, et cetera, et cetera. But when we're realistic about it, ours is a highly commoditized service. You know, we can only fly as fast as everybody else. We have to fly through the same airports. We fly the same aircraft. The seats are the same. You know, it's a largely undifferentiated product. And so really we are price takers. When the market is, you know, is well enough traded, as the South African domestic space generally is. So, you know, in the short term now, especially as we approach a long weekend, some of those prices are very high. I mean, I'm sitting before me right now looking at the prices between Otambo and Cape Town. And if you want to jump on a flight tomorrow, you'll be lucky to get a seat for starters. But if you do, it's probably going to cost you about 3,300 Rand. But if you want to do it next week, Tuesday, it's down to half of that, 1,500. And by the weekend, it's already 1,100. So it's completely a matter of supply and demand. I mean, last-minute tickets are always very expensive. It's always when we're selling the last seats on the aircraft. And especially, as I say, approaching a high demand period. It's the first long weekend of the year.
Mm. The Commission has indicated that it will be reaching out to the individual players in the airline industry just to talk about what's going on and how the Comair suspension is affecting them. Have you heard from the Commission so far?
Yes, we have had some cursory engagements with them. They are keen to set up a conversation, which is awesome. And I mean, both as an individual and as an employee of Slice FA, I must tell you that I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's so wonderful to have an organization like our ComCom that is conscious of what's happening in the market, that is watching what's going on, that is defending a free and fair market. And we're looking forward to chatting with them. I mean, we have no reservations about what's going on.
And just, I mean, how do things change for the low-cost industry based on how long Comair's flights are grounded for? I'm just wondering if you're preparing in any way for that eventuality.
Our hope is that our colleagues at Comair manage to satisfy the requirements that they need to satisfy so that they can get back into the air soon, because the reality is that the situation is not good for any of us. I mean, it's nice in the short run that we're obviously operating four flights, and that's great for now. But the entire ecosystem infrastructure is at risk. I mean, for starters, it does start to put people off the idea of flying generally, so there's a general kind of dissuasion from that action. As you know, certainly higher prices would tend to do the same in the long run. But it also means that an entire infrastructure is losing a degree of its revenue, because as much as Comair isn't there and gaining revenue right now from sales and operations, if you think of organizations such as AXA, if you think of organizations such as the Civil Aviation Authority itself, Air Traffic Navigation Services, all of these organizations are losing 40% of their revenue as well. Never mind, the hotel owner in East London or the taxi driver in Cape Town or the restaurant in George, who is not going to have, you know, the opportunity to have all of the customers that they would have had over this long weekend. So the bigger kind of ripple effect of this scenario is just so bad for the entire tourism industry and for our industry at large that it's not something that we would like to see persist.
Kirby, just one last question. I mean, notwithstanding the point that you did make about traveling over holidays. So there is one of our listeners who has actually sent us a screenshot of her flight booking for the weekend of the 14th of April, returning on the 18th of April. That is the Easter long weekend, I do believe. But she's booked a ticket for herself as well as one child. And you look at the ticket prices of this, it comes at around just over 5,000 rand each. So in total, it's around 10,250, and that doesn't include the taxes. You include the taxes, her fare comes to 12,270. That's for herself and a child. And she claims that this is more than double what was paid on the last trip to Cape Town. Can you respond to that?
I mean, it quite likely is. If you're booking a flight over the Easter weekend and you've booked it recently now, it's very possible that it does. It all depends on when the last time was that she traveled to Cape Town. You know, it could be triple. If she bought our price points on Joburg, Cape Town, for example, differ from 699 rand to about 3,600 rand on the basic one. So that could be a 6 times increase if you ended up, you know, originally purchasing the lowest one and then ended up with one of the higher ones on your second purchase around. Those are the fares we're all used to paying over holiday periods.
All right, Kirby, thanks so much for taking the questions. We'll leave it there. Kirby Gordon, the Chief Marketing Officer at Slice FA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.